The reading is St. John chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
You've been born again of water and the Spirit, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you've been given faith to believe. To believe that the Son of Man was lifted up, and there you see God. Jesus Christ is more than just the good teacher that Nicodemus thought he was. He's the Son of Man, the Word made flesh, the eternal Son, equal to his Father from eternity. And his Father sent him to reveal the kingdom, a kingdom that you will see and enter into and even already have. Because just as the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, so the Son of Man was lifted up that you might believe in him and have eternal life. Life, a new life, new birth. That's what the true God gives. The gift of faith, that's what you have to firmly believe in what the true God has done. And the true God does not reveal himself in your heart. He reveals himself in the heavenly things of his word, spirit-filled words, and the Spirit has been pleased to work in your life. In his good pleasure, he's poured out on you his gifts. The name of God in the water, born again into the death and resurrection of the Son of Man. The death of the Son of Man. That's the thing. That's how God wants you to know him. The life that was given there, to believe in him, that's life forever. The true God, well, he wants you to see him there and to enter into everlasting life through him there. The kingdom of God lifted up on a cross. All that God has to give, the Spirit gives from the cross. All of God's love, all of his grace, all the forgiveness you need, a new birth baptized into that cross, and the resurrection, and a kingdom. A kingdom. A kingdom that comes to you freely as a gift. And you have it. You have it. And the faith that's been given to you holds on to the cross. Because there, the Father in heaven shows his love for you. There, the Son of Man, lifted up, shows that he is for you as he bore your sins and the condemnation you deserve. And from there, the Spirit offered up on the cross now blows through the words and on the water that you are saved, a member of the kingdom, a child of God. Nicodemus asked, how can these things be? The testimony of the Son of Man says it's a fact, and his testimony is true. Once lifted up from the earth into death, and now alive forever, Jesus Christ shows you the Father, and the Spirit they send points you back to the lifting up of the Son of God on the cross, that you might believe and have eternal life. And thanks be to God, he has given you such faith to believe. And you have eternal life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.